There are so many Christmas shows, Central Oregon audiences have a lot to choose from this holiday season. In the 1950s, Truman Capote wrote an autobiographical short story called A Christmas Memory. News Channel 21's meteorologist Bob Shaw is starring in the one-man show at Innovation Theater Works. I'm Kelly Blyer, and A Christmas Memory is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
Imagine a morning in late November, a coming of winter morning more than 20 years ago.
News Channel 21's Bob Shaw is known for delivering forecasts on the local TV station. But during the month of December, he is the sole actor in the local production of Truman Capote's A Christmas Story. He says the whole idea started at a party several years ago.
One night at a Christmas party about 5 years ago, Sandy and I happened to be at a mutual friend's house, and I learned of her experience in theater, and it just so fascinated me. Everybody in my family's done a little bit of theater, and I actually confessed to her that night a secret desire to be able to do this story for a larger audience.
Director Sandy Silver was on board from the get-go.
We were all sitting around at a party, and we were talking about what our favorite Christmas story is. And simultaneously, Bob and I said, Truman Capote's Christmas Memory. I have always wanted to take it. It's truly my favorite Christmas story.
What?
The story itself is beautiful. It's a story of friendship. It's a story of love. It's a story of possibilities. I just love it, and I love Truman Capote's writing. He was just an absolutely brilliant, brilliant writer.
Bob Shaw, who grew up in New York, related to the story.
I grew up in a little bitty farm town in western New York called Newfane. Nobody's ever heard of it. I had an eccentric old aunt that reminded me of Buddy's friend. I had an aunt and uncle who lived on a very poor farm like these people did. And as the first time I read the story, I mean, I just had flashes of all of these things that came to me through my childhood.
Director Sandy Silver says Bob is a great fit for the show.
Bob is just brilliant. Brilliant. And part of that is because he is a very talented performer. He's very comfortable as a storyteller. And that's what we needed in order for this to work. We needed someone who was able to tell a story. And Bob is just going to blow audiences away.
A woman with shorn white hair is standing at the kitchen window. She's wearing tennis shoes and a shapeless gray sweater over a summery calico dress.
The show takes place in the 1930s and highlights a seven-year-old boy named Buddy and an elderly woman who is a distant cousin and his best friend. The family is poor, but they look forward to Christmas nonetheless. They find simple pleasures in making fruitcake and flying kites.
This really is about friendship. It's about family. It's about the joy of giving when, in fact, you don't have much to give. It's about finding real joy and satisfaction in very simple things.
Shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through December 18th, and half of the proceeds will go to benefit the Assistance League of Bend, helping vulnerable children and adults in the local community. You too can share a Christmas memory and help a good cause for the next 2 weekends at Innovation Theater Works. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
We're each other's best friends. She calls me Buddy.